Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with more as we round third, head home, and going right through Joey Cora, or Goey, whatever you want to call him. We are almost done with this program, but we also will be speaking with Jeff Hathorn here momentarily. He's on the road doing Pitt basketball tonight as they take on UCF down in Florida. He'll be a busy man because he then heads to Chicago, I know, after that, for the Bears and Steelers. And we'll be interested to see exactly what happens in Sunday in that game. And for me, that's going to be a tight game. Both these teams do the same thing well, which is they take the ball away when they win. The defense in Chicago has 22 takeaways. Kevin Byard has 5 of those interceptions. You might remember Trumaine Edwards. He's on that team. 4 interceptions. Ben Johnson, in his first year head coach, got off to a rocky start, and some people were having rash decisions when they went 0-2, but they've rebounded. Now they're 7-3, and they're getting a lot of production out of DeAndre Swift and Manungai, their 7th-round pick out of Rutgers, as a 1-2 back combination. You know, in Detroit, he had Gibbs and Montgomery and used them both, and they still do that there with Dan Campbell. But Ben Johnson is trying to do the same thing over there with their 2-back system. As far as the tight end, Colston Loveland, he was a guy that was taken after Tyler, or before Tyler Warren, I think it was, in the draft. And he's a guy who's really come on. He had that big touchdown at the end of the game to beat the Cincinnati Bengals. They have DJ Moore. They have Rome Odunze, who was a big pick for them in the draft. He has 6 touchdowns this year, and it all starts with Caleb Williams, who has the mobility that can make things difficult on any defense, especially one that comes after the quarterback, as much as the Steelers like to do when they blitz. But he's been careful with the football. Only interception 4 times this season. He has 13 touchdowns. So now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Hawk Report with Jeff Hathorn, brought to you by the 5.5% Home Equity Loan Special this month at Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. Hello, Jeff, and I know you're busy getting ready for a basketball game tonight. How's it going down there in FLA?
It's good. It's good. I want to know this, and I think some people with Pitt want to know this too. Do you have a cardboard cutout of Starkey that you put in the other chair?
That's a great question.
We should, shouldn't we?
We should.
There is none, but we should get one.
Or should we should put both Bobs in the chairs, the Bob cardboard cutout and actual Bob.
No, that would be a little bit too confusing for me.
Yes.
We got to get one made, though, no doubt.
Now, I think there was a Fathead of Joe that was made. You know, one you'd have behind a basketball hoop trying to get somebody to miss. So maybe you just need to figure out where that went. If we didn't auction it off or something.
I know there was a Kaboli one at the McAfee show. So
there was.
Yeah. So,
but, and Mark was the one holding it.
Yeah.
That's what made it weird.
That's very good. So, so Austin, in his conniving self, has just put my thing over there, so we're going to have split screens here.
We have Bob and Bob on the screen.
See what you started, Jeff? That's too much me over here.
I'm sorry, Bob. I was trying to give you help you with the solid, and it just backfired.
Well, listen, I want to talk about Pitt, and you know, I saw the game against West Virginia, which was not a good game. What is Pitt going to be like this year? You know, you've seen 4 games now, 5 games, whatever it is. What's your take on where they will fit in the ACC in basketball?
Yeah, it's a weird year in the ACC because we've already seen a number of upsets. I mean, Duke's really good. Beyond that, I mean, I think Louisville's good. Carolina's got talent. But, there isn't anybody that just jumps off besides Duke of, like, oh, man, these are good teams. And that's why I think if Pitt could win some of the close games they lost last year, I think they can, you know, get around 20 wins, but they're going to have to do it And what Jeff's kind of doing this year is kind of like a Jamie Dixon type team where they're relying on their defense. Their offense is going to come off their defense. They don't have that shooter. They don't have a Blake Hinson on their roster right now. They're going to have to get it done on the defensive end. They did not do that against West Virginia. They did do it against Bucknell, and they do feel good about the rebound they had against Bucknell. But, Bob, they're facing a team in UCF tonight that shoots 48% from three as a team.
Yeah. No, I know. They got to tighten that part of it up. Yep. All right.
And Johnny Dawkins is the head coach, so that's someone I know you know of, and sure. He's been in multiple NCAA tournaments. So this should be a fun game tonight at 7.
Yeah, and you'll have it along with Curtis Sagan. Looking forward to that. And then I know you do a lot of volleyball, and then you have the Steelers coming on. But I want to talk about first, before we get to that, Pitt plays obviously the biggest game of the year coming up for them, given what happened last week. But these next two matter. And even if they win two, they're not necessarily guaranteed of being in that ACC championship game. But do you think they will beat Georgia Tech and set up a home game against Miami? At least that would be fun with those two teams at the end of the year on November the 29th.
What I like is the fact that Pitt's still got a really good – I know Jeremiah Love had that 56-yard run, but Pitt has a good rushing defense, and that's what Georgia Tech does. That's their strength, and they do it with their quarterback more than anybody. I mean, Haynes King has over 100 yards – or 800 yards rushing himself. If they can limit that, I think they've got – I mean, I feel good about their chances. They bounced back well after the two losses earlier. You don't get a sense. I was over there yesterday. You didn't get a sense that it was really bothering them what was going on, what happened at Notre Dame, that they were going to be able to move away from it. So hopefully that's the case, but we'll find out more on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty tight. Virginia has a big game left. I believe they have one. Georgia Tech, even after Pitt, has Georgia. I don't know how that plays in this whole equation, but SMU's the team that really – I think at this point is sitting there in a pretty good position, right?
Yeah, and you know that's what stinks about these huge conferences. And everybody should play everybody. I mean that not just for the ACC, but every conference. So you've got these teams that don't play each other. That one of them could get hosed because, well, we didn't play this team, but you know they may have had what turned out to be an easier record. So yes, you're right, but I mean, what if it would be Pitt and Virginia in the ACC title game? Like, who had that as a bet at the beginning of the year that's going to win a crazy amount of money? Because nobody would have had that matchup for an ACC title.
No, I totally agree. Austin, I know you wouldn't have. I mean, we tend to look at the blue bloods of each conference and say, okay, you know, Clemson, and they had a quarterback who everyone was touting as a guy who's going to be perhaps top five pick, and that hasn't – Klubnik has not been very good, and they have not been very good.
No, Miami was a top five team right around the start of the year as well, right in that range. And
Florida State.
Yeah, Florida State.
You know, they go in and beat Alabama, and everybody's, okay, Florida State is back. And they're the worst team in the conference, arguably.
Yeah, all that is up in the air right now as we looked at these college playoff rankings, and Pitt fell out of the top 25, so they got a lot of digging out to do.
Does Belichick and North Carolina have any chance to make the ACC championship game, Jeff?
No. And what a shame that is. I wonder if they win their like senior day, does Belichick's girlfriend like get balloons in the press conference again?
I don't know. She's still in school? What is it?
Can you imagine Bill just walking out there for senior day? He's shaking the parents and the players' hands and he has to immediately go into the line to walk.
Weird thing.
Oh, is this your granddaughter? No. It's my girlfriend.
It's my girlfriend. Yeah.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Interesting how that all developed. Anyway, let's talk about Bears and Steelers, because the whole thing comes down to Rodgers. I don't know if he's practicing today. I doubt it he would. I think he will tomorrow, and I think that's the big game to practice. But what's your gut tell you about that availability with him?
You know, I want to say my feeling right now, it's about 60% he will play. I mean, I'm going to take him and Tomlin at their words. If like they're trying to figure out if they can find a brace that when he falls will protect him. And I think that's the biggest question. If they go out and rush this and he's not quite sure and he gets knocked down and he puts his hand in the ground or he gets hit on the hand, I mean, it can make it a really significant injury, or they could wait just a little bit longer. And I really think it's going to depend on what happens, how they can simulate that action. He'll probably take a few snaps, not that he wouldn't necessarily need to under center in the game on Sunday, but just to see where that is and if he can play through that, because you said it's not pain tolerance, and I'll take him at his word for that. It's about making sure that he's protected from making this worse. And I think that's the biggest question. I don't know that anybody has the answer to that right now.
How big of a drop-off do you think it would be, Jeff, if Mason does end up needing to start?
You know, if we see not trying to be Superman Mason, taking the checkdowns, you know, getting the receivers in stride like he did in that second half to allow yak to happen, I don't know that the drop-off from what we've seen in the last couple of games will be that significant from the Steelers' offense. Not like we saw it against the Jets when they were really clicking in that first game of the season, but I don't think it would be any worse than what we've seen the last couple of games. I think Mason, when he, you know, think about that Baltimore game where they won 17-10 a couple of years ago. He just did what they needed him to do. That Mason can win you a couple of games, and that's why you sign a guy like that. And I do have confidence that he could win you a game or two, or if needed, three, but I don't think Rodgers would be out that long if he misses on Sunday.
No, I think Mason is fully capable, and Chris Hogue and I were discussing this earlier about Chris believes he can run as a starter from the beginning of the season and run an offense the way he needs to. I don't know if he'll ever get that chance here, but if he did, I'd be very interested to see how it worked out. What about Caleb Williams, guy who's been very, very good about protecting the football, yet he's making big plays? You got Ben Johnson using him as a receiver at times. He's caught a touchdown pass already this year. That's a tough guy to try to contain, especially if you come after him and he spins away from you, and that's where damage can occur.
Yeah, his legs are elite. And, you know, last year he didn't turn the ball over much at all in his rookie year. But to what your point is, they're taking more chances with him now, and he's still not turning it over. He seems to make good decisions. He's not all there yet as a quarterback. I think Swift, to me, is the guy. If Swift gets going, that makes things so much easier. I mean, they have options, other options at running back, but Swift, to me, is the guy. You mentioned Adunze. I mean, Rum he can be a difference maker for them, but he's not their only target. Like, I think their overall depth, say, is better than the Steelers. They don't have a DK Metcalf type, but I think he's got options. And when you have options, you make good decisions. You got to figure one of those guys is going to get open, and he's done a nice job of distributing the ball. Now, all that being said, they're looking at the Steelers from my understanding of like one of their big tests of the year. Like, they haven't really been tested like they will this week. So how does Caleb step up in this type of moment? And you mentioned Chicago, man, I want Aaron to play because I want to hear what that crowd's going to be like. Because it will be off the charts in the decibel level of Aaron Rodgers walking back into that stadium under center or in the shotgun again.
Man, that would be fascinating. The other thing is, Jeff, the injuries to Alex Highsmith, Jaylen Warren, especially Highsmith, I wonder, when he does come back, should they basically flip what the typical snap counts would be like with Highsmith and with Herbig just to prevent Highsmith from these soft tissue injuries that he continually keeps suffering?
Yeah, and it's they've all been different, even different parts of the body. It's a shame because 2 weeks ago he was the defensive player of the week. It's not like he's playing at a bad level, but I think what's happening even more so than watching what Alex is doing is that Nick is earning more and more reps, and I think you would see more of a split. I mean, Sawyer's snaps are the ones that obviously they get knocked out, but I also like this three outside linebacker set that they've been running. I think they've run into some consistency with it now. They've found ways to be more effective than they were when they first did it. So if Highsmith, and I'm not sure if he'll be back, but if he would be back, I think he would have similar snap counts to Herbig, and you would see that three linebacker set a lot. I mean, we saw it out there with Sawyer with Highsmith out.
All right, one more for you, Jeff, before you get to concentrating on basketball tonight, and that would be look into your crystal ball. Austin and I just did about the next three games because the Steelers have some tough games. Chicago this week on the road. Then they are home to the Bills, who will have 10 days to prepare. Then they are home or away at the Ravens, who also will have 10 days. Both those teams play on Thursdays versus the Ravens going to be home for three straight games. So they have the Jets, they have the Bengals, and they have the Steelers. So what happens in the next 3 weeks?
They went 2 out of 3. I might be talked into believing that they're going to win a playoff game. If they do anything less than that, then it's status quo for me. I mean, these are like the earlier three-game stretch that they had. This is the next big three-game stretch that they have. I think Chicago's a winnable game. I guess to me the jury's still out on them. But, man, Buffalo at home and then to have to go to Baltimore the way they're playing, I know – Lamar is back on the injury list, but assuming that he's healthy, I mean, that's going to be a hard game. But if you could get 2 out of 3 of those, and if they would do it, I mean, it's going to depend on Rodgers' health, and it's going to be a matter of that offense getting something going. We're starting to see at least a little bit more consistency from the defense, but, man, the jury's still out on this offense, and it hasn't been trending in the right direction.
Jeff, always appreciate your time. Good luck tonight. We'll see you over the weekend.
Thanks, guys.
All right. That is the Hawk Report, brought to you by 5.5% Home Equity Loan Special this month at Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. It's now 1:50 almost. Time to check out the Christmas gift store at Lynch Golf Sales in Pine Creek. If you're looking for golf items, good stuff there. What's Cooking is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And our weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cloudy today, high of 46, low of 34. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. Limits, it was fun. Have a good day. I know you'll be in tomorrow. Joe will be back with Donnie, and I'll see you next week. But it should be a fun weekend.
Yeah, it'll be a football Friday. Good to see you, Bob. Talk soon.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks for joining us. The PM team is next right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.